Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 99, Finding Your Inner Superhero.
When they asked him about success, he said, risk death, risk destruction, risk being a fool, risk criticism, and just go for it.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you found the right place. Okay, so how would you react if somebody told you they were going to run, bike, and walk across the USA? You might say they were a bit crazy, or if you're like me, you'd be really impressed. I mean, that's like 3,000 miles. That would be an amazing feat. Well, my guest today isn't doing that. He's actually doing it 7 times. That's right. He's going to cross the USA 7 times over 7 years to raise $7 million for 7 different charities. It's a superhuman effort. In this episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, I am so honored to have Mark Llewellyn on the show. Mark is a dad, an athlete, fundraiser, and former Green Beret who has an inspirational story and passion for helping people. On today's show, you'll discover how it's possible to transform your body and your life no matter what your starting point, how inspiration can come from the most unlikely places, and you'll discover that there are real superheroes out there doing good and extraordinary things every day. Perhaps there's a superhero in you too. He's one of the most genuine and nice people I've ever met. Get ready to be inspired.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So in last week's show, I talked with Jessica Bailey about funky fitness fashion and how what you wear to work out is important. For safety, for comfort, and so you don't look like a total tool. As usual, it was a fun conversation with Jessica, so if you missed that episode, I'll have a link in today's show notes at outsidehealthandfitness.com/099. Just click on last week and get all caught up. Have you tried Tabata training yet? It's awesome. It's fast, effective, and it's an excellent way to rev up your metabolism no matter what your fitness level. And when I say fast, I mean it's only 4, 5, maybe 6 minutes in the morning. And that's enough to get you pumped up and ready to go for the entire day. I put together a free guide to get you started. Just head over to the show notes, leave your email, and I'll send it right over to you. I'll even include some extra bonus moves so you can try my routine or customize it and make it your own. Tabata is a proven technique for achieving big results in a short period of time, and you are going to love it. Head on over to outsidehealthandfitness.com/099 and get your free Tabata guide right now. All right, let's get into my interview with Mark. Well, Mark, I am so excited to have you on the show. This is great. I think this is my first across the pond interview.
Awesome.
Yeah, so pretty cool. Would you mind just giving us a little background on you? I read some of your bio and it was just a fascinating story.
Yeah, my background is basically I left school when I was 16. I didn't achieve anything in school. I was sort of not the best student in the world. And so I left with sort of little hope of anything. And I thought to myself, maybe I should be a mechanic, but my self-esteem was so low. I didn't even think I could take on that sort of challenge. And some of the friends were just saying, oh, let's just join the army. So I just joined the army, not because I had a mad passion for it. It was just because I didn't think I could do anything else. And that's no disrespect to anyone that, you know, whose life's ambition is to go in the army.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of great people in the forces, of course. But so I just ended up going in there and I went in and I failed my basic fitness test, which was a 1.5 mile run. you had to do the run in 10 minutes, 30 seconds, but I failed and I came in at 10 minutes, 53. And then the sergeants went around the troop and they said, one of the sergeants said, who's the ugliest in the troop? And they looked at the guy and they laughed and they said, who's the most boring person in the troop? And they looked at, you know, there's another few names and people were laughing. And then they said, who's the fattest guy in the troop? And I just looked at this guy from Liverpool and I just thought, it's definitely Scouse. He really needs to lose weight. But every single person turned their head and looked at me.
Oh, no.
So, and it was, they all just burst out laughing. And it was one of those things where you sort of think to yourself, you know, you might not say it, but you get a little thing in your mind where you say, do you know what? I'm going to show all of you, I'm going to outperform every one of you, you know, yeah. As impossible a goal as that was. That was a ridiculous goal. So I started the running, didn't like it. I was having knee pains when I started. I was having nasty cramp I was waking up with in my legs in the middle of the night. And this was doing very small runs, like, you know, half a mile runs, 1-2 mile runs. Mm. And I found it very, very difficult. And basically, I told the sergeant major I wanted to become a... He said, what regiment do you want to go to when you pass out of basic training? I said, 2-9 commando. And he looked at me as if to say, you are on cloud cuckoo land. That is absolute impossibility for you.
Wow.
You know, he was looking at this guy who was... I wasn't the best soldier. I wasn't the fittest in the troop. But the thing is, Steve, he was looking at me as I was then. And I was looking at me as I am going to become.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you need to do. You know, you sort of, you might look in the mirror or, and you see this certain person, and but you can't focus on where you are. You need to focus on where you want to go. And, right. And I fooled myself into believing I was a good runner. And I just said to myself, I can do this. I'm a good runner. I wasn't a good runner. In the terms of everyone else in the world, if they were looking at me, they would have said, he's not a good runner. But in my mind, I said, I'm a good runner. And I kept on saying it. And like 20, 30 years, yeah, 20 odd years later, it developed into that. So, and I failed the Army Commando course first time. I failed the Army Commando course second time. That was through injury. First time was lack of fitness. And then the second time and the third time I passed.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so and then I served there in 2-9 Commando Regiment Royal Artillery. It was a huge thing for me because they were they held the world record, or did certainly hold the world record for a military marathon, which is 26 miles with the 40 pounds of weight on your back. And you know, I had this green beret and I was part of this elite team. And this, the thing is, I think a lot of people think when they look at people like commandos or Delta Force or Navy SEALs or all these sorts of people, and they just think they're just superstars from the word go. They were probably the best quarterback in school and they were the best track runner, and a lot of the time it's just not like that. It's just people that have this extra, or just have the stubbornness to carry on going, and the determination and the will, and that's part of the thing. Part of my message is saying about that, you know, you don't have to be an ultimate superstar from the word go. You've just got to sort of dig in there.
Yeah, I love that. You know, there's so many times in this world that people will have that negative self-talk and kind of say, you know, I'm not a good runner. I'm not capable of this, or I'm not even deserving of this. And you flip that thing around. You said, no, I am a good runner. You saw yourself the way you wanted to be.
Yeah, and you can do that with most situations in life. I mean, coming with anything, it's like I wouldn't talk to girls. You know, I was very shy around girls and things like that. And I never really had a proper girlfriend until I was 18. But after a while, I started to say to myself, well, I said to myself, if you ask them out and they say no, or they don't want to get involved with you, then you're still in the same position.
Right.
As you were before. It's no different. So, and that's the tough thing is rejection. And And I think the best way to look at rejection is to just sort of, it's no big deal, you know, just play with it, just have a laugh with it. And, you know, I'm sort of no model looking person or nothing like that. But, you know, if you like someone, then ask them, you know?
Sure. And it makes the victory all that much more sweet when you have some rejection along the way, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think it's kind of like you need to go through failures. I don't wish failures upon people, but you're right. When you do fail or when you get rejected, it builds your character. And then eventually, and you've got something to talk about as well. Because if you were the rich kid, if you were the superstar from the start, if you were the best looking kid with the best body and all of this, and then you were just like that as an adult, you wouldn't really have much of an inspirational story to tell someone, because not many people can relate to that, because we've all had self-doubts and, so.
So you started off as some people kind of going like, you're not a runner, man. You're just not built for it. You would run a half a mile and your legs would cramp up. And now you are doing something that is just phenomenal. Can you tell us what you're doing?
I'm running, walking, and cycling 7 times across America.
Wow.
For 7 charities over 7 years. And we've just got Edward Norton's CrowdRise team on board.
Yeah.
And we're going to go for $7 million.
Wow. That is so cool, Mark. That's amazing. Now, how many times have you been across so far?
Well, we've only just started it. And it's just the beginning of everything at the moment. And I went over in April and I ran and cycled. Initially, it was all a run. I was just going to run it all because that's what I mainly do.
Yeah.
And then I seen so many cyclists in Florida. And I said to the American people that I met out there, I said, do you think I should cycle this and maybe put a few miles of walking into it? And like every single one of them said yes, because you can involve more people.
Right.
Not everyone can go out and run 10 mile or a mile even, but a lot more people can ride on a bike. A lot more people can walk. So it was great, because I want this really to be something that's open to the people.
Right.
And we're basically going to develop a relay across the states as well, which is going to become pretty big. But the first couple of years, the way I see it in my mind is it's all about building the foundation. It's like when you build a skyscraper, it's all about that initial groundwork. And so it's going to be slow to start off with, I think, and then we'll get things going.
Great. So now you've started in Florida. Is that right?
Yeah, started in Miami.
Miami, yeah.
And then I basically started, I ran 30 miles the first day, 23 the next day, and then really carried on like that. But I do have rest days as well, because there's so many incredible things in the United States. It's just such a brilliant country, and there's so many excellent things to see. And I thought to myself, should I just slog this out? I don't know if you use that word, sort of, or grind it out.
Yeah.
Should I just grind it out all the time and just make it a tough thing for myself? And I thought, well, I can do that for most days, but some other days, I thought, I also want to promote the United States to the other people around the world. And obviously, I'm from the UK. Let's promote the sort of other great things, the canyons or whatever in the States. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, while you're going to do it, you might as well enjoy it, right?
Well, yeah. And I when I went past the Everglades, I just thought to myself, why am I just not going to the Everglades? And I thought, no, I'm going to take the day off.
Right.
I'm taking a day off. Yeah, I'm taking a rest day. I'm going to the Everglades. And people loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that whole, you work hard and you play hard.
That's right. Hi, it's Steve. Mark is an amazing guy, isn't he? He has lots more to share. I just wanted to jump in here really quick and make sure you know, if you're listening on an Apple device using the podcast app, you can click on the album art to see the full show notes right on your phone. You can even click the link to call the show if you want. It's a great way to follow along and link to the resources that we talk about. And while we're talking about the podcast app, please consider leaving a review in iTunes or clicking the thumbs up button on Stitcher. It's one small click from you, one giant leap for Outside Fitness fans. It really helps other people like you find the show. All right, enough of that. Back to my conversation with Mark. So what is the path that you're going to take? So you're starting in Florida. Are you coming up the East Coast and then going across, or how are you doing that?
Well, I've designed it in the shape of the American flag. So, right. And with your flag, you've got 7 red stripes on your flag.
Yeah.
You've got the little, obviously, blue bit. So I run around the outside of the blue bit that holds the stars. So it's basically, it's from the East Coast. The next leg of the journey is from Tampa to Orlando to Cape Canaveral, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, Tallahassee, New Orleans. So then basically we're going to head west. And then head towards California. And then it's just, we'll decide as we go along.
Nice. I saw that on your site, the American flag across the country. I didn't put that connection together that's how you were running it. That's pretty neat.
Ah, right. Yeah, well, yeah. What we'll do is we'll make it a bit clearer then that is the actual route.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's very nice. So how did you get this idea to do this?
Well, I did a 1,600-mile run a few years ago from Denver, Colorado, to San Francisco. And I was just – this was in the year 2000, and I was just sitting down, and I thought, God, you know, I'd like to do something really big one day. And and I know the 1,600-mile run was good, was quite good as well.
I was going to say, that would be pretty big for me.
Yeah, I was – but I thought to myself, and it's one of those things, you sort of, you run a mile and you think, hey, maybe I can run 2 mile, and then maybe I can do 3 mile, and it goes on and on.
Right.
And so I think I was just sitting down one day. I've still got the original map, and I was looking at the map, and I was thinking about the American flag, and I thought, I absolutely fell in love with America and the people. I've been to about 50 different countries around the world, and America for me is right up there. And I think if there's another place that I would semi-live, I would spend a lot more time in the States as well, because it's so brilliant. So I just thought, how could I design something that would be really cool for the people of America? And I just looked at your flag and I just thought, let's just put the flag on the map.
Yeah.
And then it took me quite a while to design the route. But what I wanted to have in the route was all of the major cities. And I managed to do that after a while. It took a bit of failing again, you know. But I got there in the end, and it looks pretty cool now. So and that was it, really.
That's great. So, yeah, so a lot of planning goes into this stuff, obviously. What sort of training are you doing to just make sure that you're physically ready for this sort of a thing?
The training, it can be anything from sort of 7 to 30 miles a day, really.
Yeah.
So it's quite a broad range. It's like yesterday I ran 7 miles and I cycled 7 miles. And then a couple of days before, I just did a 30-mile run. So it's whatever I feel like, really.
Yeah.
I'm not putting myself under massive pressure with, I'm going to be obsessed with reaching a certain target, because the main thing for me is to make this a success for the charities in the States and the American people as well, because I've watched over the years many great events going across the States and around the world and stuff like that. I think that you also need to put a tremendous amount of time into the structure and the foundation of the whole thing. Because if you just went out and just did it without the media, without the backup, and it's not quite the same. It wouldn't have the same impact.
Right. So what are the charities that you are associated with?
We've got the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Nice, yeah.
We've got Jim Carrey's Better You Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt's Make It Right, the Noah's Ark Children's Hospital for Wales,
yeah,
Matt Damon's water.org,
yeah,
and the Terry Fox Foundation.
That's great. There's a lot of sevens in here, I notice. Is there some significance to that?
For me, there is. A few years ago, I was going through a sort of quite a tough time in my life, and it was not long after 9/11. And just thinking about the way the whole world was, and I was struggling with things. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever got to a stage where, why is the world like this? Why is it so crazy?
Yeah.
And it was like the whole world was on my shoulders, I felt. And I guess I just went through an experience, and I could see that on my birthday, there was a lot of sevens. Mm-hmm. I was born on the 25th of January, 1974, which is 2 + 5 is 7, 1 + 9 + 7 + 4 is 21, which is 3 sevens.
Yeah.
January, 7 letters long. And then I thought, oh, that's funny, isn't it? And then I thought, I was in 7 Commando Battery. And then I thought, I was in 2-9 Commando, 9 take away 2, 7 again.
Wow.
And then I thought I was in the army for 7 years. and then I was looking at the last 4 places that I'd lived. This is going to sound a bit crazy now, but I lived in Haverford West, Cardiff, Wales, London, and Arbroath in Scotland. And if you draw a line through those places and put it in the mirror, it's a number 7.
Oh, my goodness. That's something.
Yeah, there's 2 other things which makes it even more crazy. The distance is 700. You can round it off to 777 miles.
Wow.
And then one day when I was stretching, I noticed my birthmark on my left leg resembled a number.
A 7. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
It is. So there's obviously some significance to the number 7 for you. No question about it. That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it just, I was like, wow, it freaked me out at the start.
Really?
And then you start thinking in the deeper things. Is this fate? Is this, how is this all put together like this?
Yeah.
Is the world just put together? I mean, but I kind of like what Anthony Robbins said, Tony Robbins. He said, he was believing. Everyone's got their own beliefs, and I'm easy with whatever belief anyone's got. You know, as long as sort of you know you don't harm anyone, stuff like that. You know, that's what I like. But I remember him saying years ago that thinking that this whole universe and sort of Earth just came together from nothing is like thinking that Webster's Dictionary all came together from an explosion in a printing factory. I thought that was great because it was like, God, this thing is structured.
Yeah, that's a great example. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, it was just brilliant. And the funny thing is, I was watching Brad Pitt on the telly, and I thought, oh, look, he was in the film 7. Oh, he was in the film 7 Years in Tibet. He did the film Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. And I thought, God, this is weird. And then his first 2 names are William Bradley, which are 7 letters long.
Oh, my goodness.
And then his birthday is the 18th. And I thought, God, that is so strange, isn't it?
That is weird. So you have 7 trips across the country, raising $7 million for 7 charities.
Yeah.
Nice. You weaved it all in. You know, you were just talking about some of these movie stars, and the other thing that you are doing is the superhero site. Can you talk about that? Because that is fascinating, too. I checked that out. I love that.
Thanks. Basically, in Haverford West in Wales, there's a lot of sort of cuts and closures and departments in hospitals being cuts, and there's lots of challenges. And I went into the into the children's ward in our local hospital. And I said, do you just get an abundance of money for like the children and what they need? And the girl just looked at me and she said, no, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And I just thought, and I mean, in my mind, I thought, how weird is that? It's like, to me, the children are the most important thing on this planet. And they're last in the queue from our government system.
Right.
I just thought that was a bit interesting. That's a nice word to use, isn't it?
Yes. It's a soft word to use.
What an interesting decision from the government that is. But anyway, of course, they do a lot of good things as well. But I thought to myself, my birthday was coming up 25th of January. And I'd only just recently learned that Christian Bale was from my hometown, from Haverford West. And he was born 5 days after me. So I thought, we can raise money. We can have a superhero day, because obviously Christian was in 3 Batman movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's done tremendously successful out in the States and everywhere else. And then I thought, yeah, this guy's, you know, he's pretty inspirational. He's done some charity work with children that are very poorly. And I thought, I admired him because he stands up for people as well sometimes. So I thought to myself, why don't we have a charity event on his birthday? And basically, I went around the kindergartens, nurseries we call them over here, and the schools, and the college and stuff. And I said, oh, we're having a superhero day on 30th, on St. Christian's birthday. And basically, to get a long story short, a lot of them chipped in money. And before we knew it, we had iPads and sort of all sorts of money going directly into that hospital system. It was brilliant because we set the system up so it wouldn't get wasted. We've had situations with charities down here. A friend of mine, Christine, she's raised over £600,000 for a cancer department in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And it's all gone to the Welsh Health Board, but nothing's happened. It just sits in the bank of the Welsh Health Board. And I thought, right, what a shame, you know, and just being there for years and years and years and years, and nothing's happened. And I thought, right, let's set up a system where we can get it absolutely directly to benefit people.
Yeah.
So what we're setting up now is the system is basically the head boys or the head girls can be given the money, or the teachers can do it, or they can buy the iPads or the tablets or whatever, or the DVD players or whatever the children need in there. And it's just a very, very efficient system. It just goes in straight away. And it was easy. And the schools, people just said, well, we'll bring in 50 pence each, or we'll bring in a pound each. And because it was so successful, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to take this around the UK. Yeah. So we've set it up on Catherine Zeta-Jones's birthday. Risa Fans, who was in Spider-Man. I met Risa a few weeks ago. Really great guy. And Anthony Hopkins. And actually, Anthony Hopkins he's very much a part of the reason why I'm doing this whole event. And the enormity of the Great American Journey of Hope, it was so big for me initially. I thought, I don't know, I just don't know if I can do this. And I listened to an interview, and he said, when they asked him about success, he said, risk death, risk destruction, risk being a fool, risk criticism, and just go for it.
That's awesome.
Which was awesome. And I've read a lot of motivational books in my time. I've never heard anyone say, it's very, very rare you'll hear someone say risk death.
Right.
Even some of the big inspirational, motivational speakers, you know. But I thought, you know what, I'm willing to absolutely put my life on the line for this. We're bringing the Superhero Day to the States. So, it's just been set up. So we're going to have a Superhero Day in New York, Robert Downey Jr.'s birthday.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway in Batwoman.
Yeah.
And Lou Ferrigno. And
the Hulk.
Yeah, so but I have a criteria as well, and the stars who are involved, my sort of criteria is if they've had to have done charity work before, mm-hmm. they have to be down to earth, they have to be humble, you know, and an inspiration to the people.
That is so incredible, Mark. That's just great. And I love the, you know, what you were saying about, you know, your friend works so hard to raise money and it just gets stuck in the system. And you've taken it a step further and said, look, you know, we're going to do this work, and we're going to have good people donating and helping out. We're going to make sure it goes directly to where we need it.
Yeah.
That's just phenomenal. That's great stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, just get it straight in there. Get it straight in there. There's so many times, and I'm sure it's the same in the States, that there's red tape and there's this and there's that, and then there's, we got to wait for this law and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, just sort it. This is so slow. This is so efficient.
Yeah.
And when I was looking at Brad Pitt's charity, I was really impressed by the efficiency of it all. And it's been very difficult for them to set up. But sometimes some of the government things, they're just too slow.
Yeah, you're right. It gets too complicated.
Yeah.
Should be an easy thing.
Make it simple, like Gandhi, Jesus, people like they could speak to people and they wouldn't use huge words. They would make this is I'll speak to you very simply. So and then they can not just reach like 1,000 very intelligent people. They can reach millions and now, of course, billions.
Right.
So keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Right. K-I-S-S. I love it.
A-I-S-S.
If we want to follow your journey across the country, get involved with Superhero Day, that sort of stuff, how can folks find you online and follow your progress, Mark?
You could just go to, I'm on Facebook, Mark Llewellyn, which is, it's a funny spelling. It's L-L-E-W-H-E-L-L-I-N. For Llewellyn, and the Mark is M-A-R-K.
You know what I just realized? I'm sorry to interrupt. If you take those four L's in your name and turn them upside down, you got four sevens there.
Good God. It just never ends, does it?
It never ends.
And do you know what? Someone wrote, I was at a wedding recently, and somebody wrote Mark Llewellyn on it in calligraphy writing, and the M, it was just four sevens. Yeah, or like three sevens like joined together form the M.
Oh my goodness.
I'm cursed.
It never ends.
Me, Steve. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's better than 666.
Oh, that's true. That's way better than that. That's right.
I wouldn't be having this conversation. Yeah, all these sixes come up in my life. I'm 666.
Yeah. Just ignore that.
We'll ignore that one.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You said you were on Facebook, so we could follow you there. That just popped into my head, so.
Yeah, and at Mark Llewellyn for the Twitter. There's also you could go onto the site as well, which is greatamericanjourneyofhope.com or superherodayusa.com.
Excellent. That's great. And I'll make sure to have links in the show notes to all of those spots so people can come right over to the site, just click there and go right over and follow your progress and everything you're doing.
That's fantastic. I think it's great what you're doing, by the way. I've had a look at your website, and I can see all the stuff you've got on there with the backpack and stuff and the fun runs and helping people, with the back pain. And I think it's fantastic what you're doing. It's inspirational, and it's definitely helping a lot of people.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate that. I was just about to say the same thing to you. You are such an inspirational person. I love the work that you are doing, and it's so creative. I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, and I'll no doubt meet you someday, Steve.
Yes, when your run comes through Maine, let's definitely connect. That would be great. I'd love to meet you in person.
That would be awesome. Okay.
So today we learned that no matter where you're starting from, with the right determination and motivation, anything is possible. Judging a book by its cover really doesn't tell you the whole story. It's what's inside and the journey that determines the outcome. Often, just like in the comics, it's ordinary people rising to greatness that really make the biggest difference in the world. I want to thank Mark for coming on the show and for all of the inspirational work he's doing. He is an amazing guy, and I wish him big success. If you want to follow Mark in his Great American Journey of Hope or his Superhero Day efforts, I'll have links in today's show notes. I also want to thank you again for listening to the show and being part of the Outside Health and Fitness community. If you're getting value from the show and you'd like to help me bring you more amazing guests like Mark, you can by visiting today's show notes at outsidehealthandfitness.com/099. Just click on the support tab. While you're there, don't forget to get your free Tabata training guide. Thanks again for listening to the show, and I'll see you outside.